Welcome to the Tucson Tasty Show. I'm your host, Wesley Source, here with Pastor John McClain of Veteran Rescue Mission. Mm-hmm. Rescue Mission.
Yeah, with a W.
With the W. How you doing today?
Good. That's how my six-year-old says it. So you and him would get along real good. So don't worry.
Fair enough. I try my best.
Yeah. I bet six-year-olds love you.
You've got a special event coming up, and we definitely want to hit on that really quick. Tell us, it's next weekend, starting Saturday. You're going to be doing something that's a really noble cause, and definitely something that we want to support and talk about. Tell us a little bit about your 22-mile walk.
Yeah, in a teeny little nutshell. I don't know why we're putting things in a nutshell, but let's go ahead. We're going to be doing the Veteran Rescue Mission March to the VA on November 11th to November 13th, where little old me is going to be marching. If you go to veteranrescuemission.org, you can donate $22 per each of the 22 mm-hmm. miles mm-hmm. that I'll be walking from our Homeless Veteran Transition Center through different homeless camps and letting the homeless population, the unhoused population, know about the services that are available for them, getting them need items, locating some homeless veterans, and then hopefully they'll follow me over to the VA so I can get them registered with the VA and get them connected with homeless services. And this is all to bring awareness to a report that the VA put out in 2015 that 22 veterans actually commit suicide a day. They said that number's gone up since then. Obviously, you can imagine COVID's probably exacerbated that.
Unfortunately.
But our goal as an organization, Veteran Rescue Mission, is to locate homeless veterans and connect them with jobs and housing in an effort to end veteran suicide and homelessness.
Well, thank you, and definitely going to be in any support that you need. We're going to be there for you.
Yeah, you have been, brother, and it's been a blessing and an honor to have you, a fellow veteran, on this team, because we realize as veterans, if we don't step up and do something, no one's gonna. You know, as much as I appreciate the VA and all these amazing agencies that do help veterans and get us the help we need so much more. So, you know, it's a blessing to be able to do my part, to step in where I can, and have friends like you to do your part where you can.
I appreciate it. Yeah. And I appreciate you. So you asked and we listened. Starting Sunday, November 19th, we will be moving to one full hour starting at 3 p.m. every Sunday. We're going to be able to talk to twice as many chefs, restaurants, restaurant owners about the amazing food that's in Tucson, since Tucson is the city of gastronomy.
Yeah.
UNESCO City of Gastronomy, and 23 miles of best Mexican food in the country.
Man.
And that's Mexican food, by the way. throw that in there. As a part of that, and one of the reasons why is because we're going to be adding a new segment. And it's going to be the Tucson Tasty Show Coffee with Ron, brought to you by
the guys next door.
The guys next door and Pitcher Rocks Cooling, Heating, and Plumbing, everybody else. And Ron and is mom, here with us today.
And my cousin, and it's going to be brought by the kitchen sink.
I don't know about that. Ron of Pitcher Rocks Cooling, Heating, and Plumbing, how you doing today?
I'm doing good. I'm excited.
Ron Arenas.
You got it right. You're doing good.
And thank you for being here today. Shout out to the people that make this possible. That's our sponsors, Kiki with Country Financials Insurance, Vera Earl Premium Beef, ERC Junction, Veteran Rescue Mission, Pitcher Rocks Cooling, Heating, and Plumbing, Bella's Gelato, and Dirty Cactus Soap.
Do you need
one
a nap?
More.
Do you need a nap, Wesley?
Possibly.
I think you do. This is definitely the most important trip in a while. But who's the one more? I need to know.
The one more is our newest addition, and that's going to be Mafia Kitchen.
Mafia Kitchen.
And you've got to listen to the commercial. It's going to be a lot of fun, but she makes some of the best cannolis I've ever had
in
my
life. She's amazing.
And she's a lot of fun. Look out for her cannolis on our Facebook, Instagram, and also a quick shout out. You know, if you have a question or a recommendation, email it to the Tucson Tasty Show at google.com.
Okay.
That's the Tucson Tasty Show
at Gmail.
At Gmail.
Yeah, because you sent it to Google. This is your finest day, sir.
Well, thank you. Yes, it's the TucsonTastyShow@gmail.com. and we'll read the best question on air, and we'll get the recommendations on. What do you think?
That's great.
Yeah,
that's brilliant.
Now, we have a very special guest with us today. We have an executive chef with a mission. Well, not just a mobile mission, but a noble mission.
Yeah, and a mobile noble mission.
And he's with Mobile Meals. How are you?
I'm doing very well, thank you.
Okay, and tell us a little bit, Chef Michael.
Are you okay, Wesley? Are you all right, buddy? Do you want to switch? You want to switch seats?
No.
Okay, good. Chef Michael, how are you, my friend?
I'm doing fantastic.
Good,
thank
man.
You for having
Welcome,
me.
Brother.
Michael Lopez with Mobile Meals, awesome. Southern Arizona. My background, I'm originally from Omaha, Nebraska.
Okay.
Had moved out here in 1993 after some years in the Marine Corps.
Okay. Nice. Well, thank you for your service, brother.
Thank you as well.
Hoorah. I'm a soldier. He's an airman, so you're a Marine. So all we just need is a Coast Guard and a Navy person. And
maybe
a
Navy person.
What?
Never mind.
We'll cover the bases. we all the services are covered. We got
sure,
it.
Yeah. So sorry. I'm bad about interrupting people, but please don't beat me up.
Had moved out here in 1993 to go to chef school.
Okay.
And had no desire to go back to Nebraska in the cold weather and stayed.
I can't imagine why.
Right. Yeah. There you go figure.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, Nebraska was the first place I experienced negative 14 degree weather.
Okay.
It was cold.
That doesn't even seem real, but I believe you.
It's already snowing there, and it's a good place to be from.
Right.
Yeah. Okay. Nice. A lot of people say that about Tucson, surprisingly, but I love Tucson. I came here when I was 18, and I've never left, and I may one day, though. We'll see.
So a little bit of about your background. I mean, how did you get into the culinary arts?
Yeah.
Well, I couldn't sing and dance, so I had to find something to do.
You look like you'd be such a good dancer, though. Man, it's weird.
I can do a tango.
Okay.
Coming in, I grew up, two uncles were meat cutters in Nebraska, so I grew up, you know, in that world, kind of understanding, you know, fabricating beef and cutting chicken, things like that.
Right.
So I had an expressed interest, and after the service, that career didn't translate to the civilian world. So got a job in a hotel. I was a sous chef at a Hilton Hotel in Lincoln, Nebraska.
Nice. Mm-hmm.
Worked there for a few years and then applied to Scottsdale Culinary Institute in Scottsdale.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Moved out here in 1993. I was with Marriott for 16 years.
Mm.
I helped open up the U of A Marriott Hotel on U of A campus.
Awesome.
I helped open and design the Diamond Children Medical Center kitchen.
Oh, wow.
Opened up the La Sonora at Dove Mountain about 3 years ago. I was assisted living at Dove Mountain Tangerine.
Mm-hmm.
And then about 2 years ago, I had a friend of mine, CEO Robert Jensen, gave me a call, and a new venture came up on my doorstep to open up Mobile Meals of Southern Arizona.
You just like opening up kitchens. That's like your specialty, so, huh? Opening up kitchens?
I do stay one place for a long time. That's not as transient as it sounds.
Yeah. No, but I'm just saying it definitely just... As many, we've had a couple chefs on that have opened, a few restaurants, but that seems to be like your specialty. Like you're like, that's you. You're good at that.
Get it up and going and get it established.
Yeah, I'm an idea guy. You know, you can see it and put it into practice. This was a new venture. It was from the ground up.
Mm.
So really, it was a former El Indio restaurant. We're located at 3355 South 6th Avenue.
Mm-hmm.
We converted that kitchen into a community kitchen. For 53 years, Mobile Meals has been reliant upon the hospitals, assisted livings, TMC, Banner, St. Joe, St. Mary's to make all of our meals.
Mm-hmm.
Last year, we did over 100,000 meals served to those people in need.
Amazing.
Now, all of that food production comes all under one roof.
Nice.
COVID showed the need is much greater than their capacity could handle for the kitchens. And unfortunately, we had to put people on the waiting list. And subconsciously and morally, that's just wrong.
Yeah.
So this kitchen was very important to open this up. We started construction last November. We opened up full service in July and onboarded our hospitals every 2 weeks through the end of August. Now we're doing all of our meals internally.
Mm.
Wow.
Nice.
Going out. So right That's now we have about 2,000 meals a week going out of the kitchen.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
I was just going to, so are the meals delivered?
They are delivered. We have 240 volunteers who deliver. We have 26 routes currently. Each route is about 10 to 12 people. People will deliver one day a week. Every Tuesday, they pick their meals up, go to their same route. They have their same clients every week, so they get to build a good rapport, getting to know their clients. And it's really, it's heartwarming to to make that human connection.
Yeah. Right. Yeah. And that's a big part of what COVID took away from us is the,
absolutely.
Is the human connection. Yeah. I was starved of it. And it's why I'm so active, I think, with some of the networking groups is just to be around people. Mm-hmm. But then I go to Costco and I don't want to be there. And yeah.
Different audience, you know, different audience. When you stand up in front of everybody and introduce yourself as Wesley with the Tucson Tasty Show in the middle of Costco, it doesn't go over as well.
They have mics, though. I mean, with big speakers. I thought that's what it was there for.
But we're doing a live event. Trying to tell you that's not what you're supposed to do, buddy.
So as far as 100,000 meals last year, and you're projected to do how many meals this year?
All that and more.
Wow.
With the building, the kitchen, our capacity can quadruple.
Right.
So the 5-year business plan is to stretch as far as Nogales, Douglas, Sarita, Green
That's
Valley.
Awesome.
We do have some clients in the Green Valley, Sarita area currently.
Right.
Again, as we begin to grow and spread our footprint throughout Southern Arizona, it's only going to go up.
Fair enough.
Wow. Nice. Well, we're going to be talking to you again after we come back after the break, but how can people plug in and get a hold of you guys real quick before we go to the break?
MobileMealsSouthernArizona.org. Anyone can log on there, get application to start up meal service, information, donation, volunteer work. You know, we're a very simple organization. We're looking for donors, people to feed, and mm-hmm. how to fund that.
Awesome. Absolutely. And I'm your host, Wesley Soares, here with Pastor John McLean of Rescue Veteran Mission.
Yeah, all of them. Just smush them in there.
And thank you to our sponsors, Kiki Rogers with Country Financial Insurance, Vera Earl Premium Beef, that's vepremiumbeef.com. I don't know if Chef Michael has had any of their beef yet, but
I have.
It is very tasty.
It's phenomenal.
21-day aged, right? Yeah. ERC Junction, Veteran Rescue Mission, Bella's Gelato, Pitcher Rocks, Cooling Heating Plumbing, and Dirty Cactus Soap, and of course, Mafia Kitchen. I'm your host, Stay Tasty Tucson. Welcome back to the Tucson Tasty Show. I'm your host, Wesley Soares, here with Pastor John McLean, mm-hmm. and together we are the Tucson Tasty
yes,
Show.
Yes, we are, with our powers combined.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. We do have a special guest on the phone with us, I apologize about that. I got the wave off from our...
yeah, but since they're not here, we might as well just... tell them everybody about the employee
absolutely.
Retention credit, huh?
Absolutely. So, yeah. We're moving into John's Tasty Bites, which is going to be John's Tasty Bites described by Chef Michael, brought to you by ERC Junction. You can find them at ercjunction.com. And that's Sean Smiley, who unfortunately isn't here today, but is such an amazing man.
It is unfortunate because his rich, like, deep voice, like, it adds so much to this show. I feel like we're actually missing something.
Enough for you, John.
I know. It feels like I'm cheating, but Sean's voice is even better than yours. I'm sorry.
Well, and he's such a great guy.
He's
honest, direct, and you know, when it comes to employee retention credit for the COVID years, I couldn't imagine recommending and having somebody to partner with more.
I mean,
it's just down to earth, straightforward.
And to send a business referral, what do you call it? A business review.
Yeah, I can speak personally.
We have one of the clients ERC.
We used him and everything came out flawless. I mean, they're easy to work with and they do what they say. And got the job done. So
right, and there's just not two ways about it. And one of the other cool things that I like about that is if you're going to ercjunction.com and you're requesting a review and you don't get any money back, they don't charge you a
thing. It doesn't cost you anything. Yeah,
it doesn't cost you a penny.
Right.
And you know,
I wish my lawyer would do that. That'd be really great.
Agreed. No, if this doesn't go to trial, we won't
absolutely.
Charge you for
yeah,
this.
That's right.
Maybe, never mind. Yeah. That's a different show. And
legal tasty show.
Those words don't belong in the same sentence.
Right, yeah,
thank you, John.
You're right.
So back to the part of the show, my favorite part of the show, and that is John's Tasty Bites, the place to expand your culinary horizons here with Executive Chef Michael. And so usually I would say, hey, what did you bring us for the studio? But there was a disconnect on my part. I take full responsibility for it, of course. And let's talk about what would be your ideal dish. Like, you've got, I don't know, somebody that you admire. Who have you cooked for? Like, big celebrity.
Matthew McConaughey.
Okay.
Had done some work. President Bush Sr. actually came to Marine Corps Base Camp Lejeune.
All right.
And we hosted dinner for him down there.
Very cool.
So that was a lot of fun. The Phoenix Suns, we catered when I was working in Scottsdale.
Oh, that's
incredible. We did some of the Phoenix Suns events, the Camelback Inn, and the Sky Harbor Golf Corp tournament at the time. It was a lot of fun.
Wow. So what year did you do the Suns?
I would have been up there in 1992.
Okay. Oh, okay.
That was Barkley.
Barkley. Nice. Barkley. Yeah. Kevin Johnson.
Kevin Johnson, Dan Marley, all those
guys. So if you could cook if you could make something for them, what would be your ideal dish?
They're all at the same place, and you're going to make them a dish.
Well,
Bush.
Well, that would be steak and potato, right? And with
Matthew McConaughey, they're all
with
there.
With chocolate. No, that was the other guy. Oh, never mind. Go ahead.
Yeah, that perfect dish. What is it?
The perfect dish for them. I'm a big seafood fan, which sounds ironic in the desert in southern Arizona. Mm-hmm. But
that's why, probably. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Sea bass. Big fan of sea bass.
Sea bass. Okay. Yeah.
You know, it's silky. It's smooth. It's light. It's refreshing.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so very simple. Some lemon, thyme.
Okay.
You know. Poach that off. You know, I do mine in, it's called in papillote. It's cooked in paper.
Oh,
so
okay.
you fold that up together, and that steams gently in there. So when you open that pouch up, just the aroma, the aromatics, and the fresh herbs, the lemon, just that makes your mouth water just thinking about it.
I think it's happening right now.
Yeah, for sure. John's Tasty Bites is definitely happening in my mind right now. And so
what would be the side that you'd serve with that? I mean, you can't just, you know, throw something on there like broccoli or something.
Something
better.
That I would do, maybe like a lemon dill orzo.
Okay.
You know, a nice little orzo pasta going along with
all
that.
Right.
Okay. I'd avoid, you know, heavy creams, heavy sauces, things like that.
So no risotto.
Keep it. I actually made risotto at home last night. It's funny you should mention that.
Yeah. He knows. He knows. He could sense it.
Did you have risotto?
A little stuck in my teeth. What do we got going on?
That's cool. So that, I mean, as you're mentioning, I mean, it's the thing that I think really took me about having you on the show, and you're the executive chef for Mobile Meals is, you know, when people think of Mobile Meals, they think of, you know, hospital food, you know, ostensibly, you know, so, but you're not a hospital meal chef, right? You are a real deal Holyfield chef.
We are not.
So what kind of meals can people expect when they get a meal from Mobile Meals?
Well, we have 10 different diets, so we are doing meals that are dietarily appropriate for each of our clients.
Mm-hmm. Oh.
So if they're on a cardiac diet, if they're on a low sodium diet, so, you know, whatever's appropriate for them. But again, we're hospital food with a twist.
Okay.
So we're making it fresh, making it daily. Nothing's frozen.
Mm-hmm.
So it's prepared in one day in advance, packaged, shipped out, and delivered to the clients.
That makes all the difference right there.
Oh,
I mean, not from fresh, not frozen.
Yeah.
I mean, that's a huge, huge thing. I don't know if you could attest to it. I was actually talking to somebody about chili rellenos actually earlier, and I was like, the one way that you can tell that they're not fresh and they're from frozen, because they just throw them in the fryer.
Yeah.
You cut into it and it's watery. It's, you're like, well, I'm not going to eat that. Go ahead.
Yeah, so, you know, our meals go out, and there's two meals served daily to all of our clients, a lunch and a dinner.
Okay.
The other day, for example, we had a chicken Caesar salad out for lunch with a cup of minestrone soup.
Okay.
For lunch. Dinner that night was roast turkey breast, mashed potatoes, and baby carrots.
Nice, nice. And in the same vein as Wesley's question, because I like these theoretical questions, we'll ask you what your favorite superpower is later. What would you say is like your favorite meal to prepare for your Mobile Meal clients? I know it's a thinker here.
It's a tough one.
It's the D-backs, and I threw you a curveball on that one.
So I think our client, we're looking forward to Thanksgiving coming up.
Okay.
You know, special meal for that. In years past, the hospitals could not do Thanksgiving meals for us. Our clients didn't have the option of getting a meal on Thanksgiving.
Oh, really?
So this year we're actually be serving the Thanksgiving dinner the day prior, so we won't deliver on the holiday itself.
Mm-hmm,
but we'll still make a traditional Thanksgiving dinner for them to make sure that's available for all of our clients to enjoy and celebrate the holiday.
What are you going to bake for them?
That day we're doing turkey, candied sweet potatoes, green bean casserole, dinner rolls, and bread pudding.
That's a fantastic good Thanksgiving. Yeah. That's a solid Thanksgiving dinner.
Mm-hmm.
I would bacon wrapped water chestnuts, maybe. No,
a little maki going on there. I think we got that.
And how can people get a hold of you? How can they participate in providing you with support?
Our website is mobilemealssouthernarizona.org. Mm-hmm. Quick and simple. Our phone number is 520-622-1600. They can call the front desk. If anyone would like a pamphlet, brochure, information sent to a family or loved one who is in need of our services, our front desk receptionist can be able to guide that process and get them set up for meals.
Wonderful.
Well, let's just say
I was going to say, and you have volunteer opportunities also, right?
We do. So mm-hmm. we have 240 volunteers who deliver meals throughout the Tucson community. They deliver one day per week. Each route is set up with about 10 to 12 meals,
right,
all going to the same zip code. So we're not asking the volunteers to cross the city to deliver meals. Mm. They get to know their clients. They build a good rapport. They're our first eyes with our clients. They see them every day. If there's any need in the client in their person, you know, disheveled, we can make contacts to PCOA, call the family emergency. So those are our feet on the ground to give an assessment of really what's going on.
Wow. Mm-hmm. And what would you say are like your top three greatest needs?
We're very simple. We have only three aspects of our business.
Okay.
We're looking for volunteers to deliver the food, people to feed, and funding to support that.
Okay.
Nice. Yeah. Those are pretty simple.
Yeah, for sure. He has it down to a science, for sure. Absolutely. And what would, and this is a fun question we always hear at the networking meetings, what would your ideal client look like?
Our ideal client would look like someone in need.
Okay.
Anyone in need. We're not age restrictive. Previously, they had to be discharged from the hospital. That's how Mobile Meals started.
Okay.
It began at TMC, patients being discharged from the hospital, and they provided meals for them going to the delivery
service. How long removed from the hospital?
Part of your discharge plan and moving fast, but you have to have a meal service plan to make sure that you're safe to be in your own home. Mm-hmm. That's part of your discharge plan.
So not just elder people, just anybody getting out of the hospital, they kind of like in assisted care at that time and they need
you know, the COVID years showed the needs of the mission had to change.
Right.
So there no longer had to be a discharge order to set up a meal service. So now it's anyone in need can call and get a service set up. So we really have expanded that throughout the Tucson community.
Wow.
And what does that process look like? Let's just say that, like, you know, I got hit by a car yesterday, or not yesterday, a month ago, and I'm just getting out of the hospital, you know, tomorrow. Is there a cost associated for me, or what does that look like?
We are on a sliding scale fee, so it's based on your income.
Okay.
So that goes in. There's an application process to fill out, you know, income verification, and we can start meals within a few days.
Awesome.
Wow. Yeah. That's an amazing service, and I really appreciate you coming in today and talking with us. You know, one more time, where can we get a hold of you?
MobileMealsSouthernArizona.org, 520-622-1600.
Thank you. And again, this segment is brought to you by ERC Junction. Thank you so much for joining us today on the Tucson Tasty Show. Don't forget to follow or to listen to us at our new time, November 19th, starting at 3 p.m. Every Sunday for one full hour of tastiness. Is that a good word?
That's great. Yeah.
Tastiness. All right.
I like it.
Tastiness on the radio.
Hey, and remember, you know, send out an email, the Tucson Tasty Show at gmail.com. That's not Google.com.
Not Google.
At gmail.com.
And thanks, Ron Arenas with Picture Rocks Cooling Heating.
Yes, thank you very much.
Presence.
And again, thank you to all of our sponsors. That's Kiki Rogers, Country Financial Insurance, Vero Premium Beef, Veteran Rescue Mission, Pitcher Rocks Cooling, Heating, and Plumbing, Bella's Gelato, and Mafia Kitchen. Also, next week, we're going to be here with Chef Lindy of Thunder Bacon Burger. I'm super excited to have him on the show, and I had a false start because I told everybody last week that it was going to be Chef Lindy.
All right, we'll see you next week.
But we'll see you next week. Stay tasty, Tucson.